Welcome to a special guest episode with my boy, Caleb Lawson. Caleb, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right, so yeah, let's get into it. You can tell us a little bit about yourself, then I'll get into my questions. So take it away, dude.
Sounds good. So for those of you who do not know me, my name is Caleb Lawson. I am a political commentator, columnist, and activist. And my goal, you know, in politics is to help educate the country, especially my generation, Generation Z. They're being indoctrinated in the school system, in colleges, through Hollywood, the media, social media, pretty much everything. And my goal is to help educate them.
Awesome. Awesome. So how did you become conservative in the first place?
So I've actually kind of always been conservative, you know, for pretty much my entire life. I've always had those conservative morals and values. But I did do a lot of research, particularly in 2015, 2016, you know, during the presidential election. And that's when I kind of affirmed my conservative values. You know, I knew for a fact that I am a conservative. But again, I have kind of always had, you know, those conservative morals and values.
Yeah. So, yeah, me too. In 2016, definitely, I did do a lot of research. And in 2016, particularly, I was really interested in the election. I don't know about you, but I was a Cruz supporter for the most part. So when did you become a Trump supporter?
Oh, I love Ted Cruz as well. Texas Ted, he's great. But yeah, yes. I actually was a President Trump supporter, and at the time Donald Trump supporter, for a very long time, pretty early on. In 2015, when I actually started getting interested in politics, like you, you know, I started really getting interested around that time. You know, I was watching pretty much every debate, many of the interviews, most speeches from, you know, all the people running for president on both sides, actually, Democrat and Republican. And even people in the middle, I'm looking everywhere. And immediately after studying pretty much every candidate's platforms, I really decided to support Donald Trump. I mean, not only for his proposed policies, which really sounded great. You know, they really sounded really, really good. And out of everybody, I supported his policies the most. But that wasn't the thing that really brought me in. His immense wealth and success actually was a thing that really made me support him, which is interesting. But honestly, his wealth means he's a great, successful businessman. With that wealth, I knew he was going to make our economy and our country stronger as well. You know, a stronger economy, wealthier country. And based on his businesses, based on his success, I mean, people say, oh, you know, he wasn't the greatest businessman. Actually, he was actually fantastic. Look at his businesses. His name is everywhere. Look at his buildings. They're beautiful. Look at companies. I mean, he was a winner his entire life. Look at his net worth. He is a very successful person. He's been a successful president, and I had a good feeling that he would be. And also with the wealth, his money, he wasn't going to be bought. You know, compared to everyone else up there on stage, on both sides, he had the money. And, you know, he couldn't be bought by the establishment. And that's one big thing that really stood out to me. And I knew he was the man for the job at the time for those two reasons. I mean, and many more. I mean, he's real. He was brutally honest, brilliant, tough. He was honestly a true fighter. And you can really see that when he was up on the debate stage. And he really believed in this country. He loved the people. All of those things were so clear when he was running. And I honestly think you can't really get too much better than that.
Yeah.
I knew he'd be there from the beginning. And from that moment on, I've supported him. I mean, I know he's not perfect, but then again, who isn't? You know, who's not perfect? Who is perfect? Who is perfect? Nobody. So Trump isn't perfect, obviously. But I do believe he's the man for the job, and I supported him pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I keep telling people. It's like, you only see his flaws because he's the most famous man in the world. If he was just a normal dude, you would have no idea. And I think he's a really great dude because he truly loves the American people, and he wants the best for America.
No, so, I totally agree. I mean, he really does love the people. And that's why I couldn't be more excited to vote for him this time.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly.
Yeah. So you're from Florida. So what are your thoughts on Florida in the upcoming election? Like, is it going red?
Definitely proud for Floridian here. I love Florida. Everything about it, besides the hot weather, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the heat, but you know, it's pro-gun, pro-life, low taxes, not many regulations, which means it's great for business. My personal, my family's small business, Michelle Austin Photography, we're doing great down here, thanks to them. And of course, COVID has had impacts on our business, but other than that, Florida has been great. Great state for business. Two amazing Republican senators, a fantastic conservative governor. President Trump's now an official resident of Florida. I mean, you can't get better than that state.
Yeah.
I love Florida. And just like for the past, I do strongly believe as Florida is country down there, I see Trump flags everywhere. Everyone I talk to, you know, it's a very great red that they're going to vote Trump this November.
Yep, I agree. So you're listed as a writer for Prager University on your Instagram page. So what exactly does that mean? What do you do for them?
Yes. So I'm a political writer for PragerU. So basically what that means is I just help spread the truth by writing about topics talked about in various PragerU videos. It's honestly a lot of fun. I've always liked writing. So writing for PragerU is great. I mean, it's a fantastic organization. Undoubtedly one of my favorites.
Yes.
Along with Live Action, the NRA. And actually, I'm proud to say that I actually work, you know, with both of those organizations as well. But no, awesome. I love PragerU, absolutely love it. And they're doing some great things kind of on the front lines, you know, in the education war, really helping fight back against the indoctrination. It's like I said in the beginning, my whole thing is education. I really want to change the minds of the people, really just spread truth. And what PragerU is doing, you know, I support them. And that's why I'm super proud to work with them. And I love what they're doing. And I love writing for them.
Yeah, PragerU was definitely my my source of a lot of information in 2016 and helped shape me into the conservative I am today. So, what are your thoughts on Don Jr. potentially running for president in 2024? And would you support him if he did?
That's definitely a tough question. I mean, first off, I'm not a huge fan, honestly, of political dynasties. Not a huge fan of them.
Yeah.
But again, Don Jr. is a great person. I do believe that Don Jr. is a great guy. He's full of energy. He's brilliant. He's a great businessman, like his father. And he does seem like he would be a good, strong leader. He has those conservative values that I stand with, you know, that I agree with. And he does seem like he would be a good president, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I can't guarantee my support for him just because I haven't seen the debates. I haven't really heard his platform 100% yet. You know, he said, you know, what he kind of supports here or there, but, you know, I haven't had a clear cut definition of what his president, what he would be as president, you know, what he would do. So I don't know for sure, but he is a great guy. I think he would be a good president. Honestly, I honestly do. But again, like I said in the beginning, I honestly, I'm not a huge fan of political dynasties. I don't love them, but Don Jr., it would definitely be interesting. I think he could definitely make a good president, especially if he follows in his father's footsteps.
Yeah, I agree. But with that in mind, is there anybody you would really like to see run? I know you're a big Michael Knowles guy, but is there anybody you would like to see run in 2024?
For 2024, it's a hard question. Again, it is a hard question because it's hard to see that far in advance. You know, people change.
Exactly. Yeah.
People change. New people come onto the scene all the time, and so I don't really know who my personal front runner would be. I do like Texas Ted. I don't know if he would be a good choice to beat a Democrat, as he is pretty far. Now, I stand with him in a lot of issues. I really do agree with Texas Ted in a lot. I really like Ted Cruz a lot. But I don't know if he has, you know, what it takes to become president, as, you know, the country is so divided at the moment. Hopefully Trump is bringing people together. And I do think he is. But I don't really know. I don't know 100% if he would be able to actually become the president, although I do really, really like him. Michael Knowles, like you mentioned, I do like Michael a lot. I think he would be kind of like a Reagan, but with a little bit more of a fighter. He would be a little bit more of a fighter like President Trump, in my opinion. I think he would be – I don't know. I think he would just be a really good president, Michael Knowles. I stand with him on a lot of things. I really agree with a lot of his stances, and I think he's a great guy. I'm proud to know him personally, and I think that he would be a good president. But again, I don't really know for sure who would be the number one choice, but there's definitely a lot of people out there. Out of curiosity, who would you want? Is there anyone on the top of your mind that you would support in 2024? Or?
I mean, I agree with you. It is a ways away. I've liked the thought of Dan Crenshaw, but I'm a big Ben Shapiro guy. I know he doesn't want to run, but I think he would be a great president. But I don't know. Yeah, it is a ways away, and I think Don Jr. would be a good president. So I'd probably go with him first before anybody else.
Sounds good.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's great. But now, yeah, Ben Shapiro, I mean, I don't really know for sure for president, but I do know for a fact, and this is a fact, that it would be the most entertaining thing to see him on the debate stage. I would absolutely love that. I would pay to see that.
Yes, for sure.
I really would love that.
Yeah, so you've mentioned the NRA, and you're a gun owner. So what is your go-to favorite gun to shoot?
I actually like shooting my gun. It's my favorite by far. I have an AR 9mm pistol. It's actually made by Tactical Life. It is my absolute favorite to shoot. I love going shooting. I'm a huge supporter of the NRA, the Second Amendment. And of course, I don't agree with all stances made by President Trump on the Second Amendment and everything like that. Because I am, honestly, a lot of people call me a little far right when it comes to guns.
They call me
a little far right. But I do believe in the Second Amendment 100%. Totally pro Second Amendment, pretty much in all ways. I love going shooting. It's a lot of fun. And my dad actually is now teaching people how to shoot and how to handle guns and gun safety and all of that good stuff. And he's doing that now with Heroes Tactical, and that's a lot of fun. And that's doing really, really well at the moment. But yeah, no, I love going shooting. My favorite is the AR 9mm.
That's awesome. So, yeah, the biggest news on everyone's mind right now is obviously the Kamala Harris pick. And it's a big effect on 2020 because Biden, no one really relies on him lasting all the way through 4 years if they win. So what are your thoughts on Kamala Harris being picked? What are your thoughts on her? And how do you think it'll affect Biden, whether it gives him more votes or less votes?
That's I honestly think that it is definitely hurting his campaign. You know, I never liked Kamala Harris, but I don't think the country likes her very much either. After seeing him choose Kamala Harris, I kind of thought, like, why would he choose her? But then again, he didn't really have much choice.
Exactly.
You know, he would choose a black woman as his running mate. Once he said that, he really narrowed it down. You know, he really, really narrowed it down. And so Kamala kind of was one of his only choices when you think about it. But at the same time, it was still a horrible move, in my opinion. It no doubt hurt his presidential campaign, as she is an absolute radical. No one can debate that. She is a radical. Now, of course, Joe's pretty radical too. But at least for the Democratic Party's sake, he looks moderate on the outside. You know, he gives the appearance of a moderate. But with Kamala Harris as his running mate, there's no argument now that they're a moderate pick. Kamala is pro-gun control, will greatly raise our taxes. You know, she promises to add regulations. And as we both know, taxes, high taxes and regulations hurt small businesses, hurt businesses in general, hardworking Americans. Kamala supports abortion at full term, no limits. She even supports Bernie Sanders style socialism. I mean, like I said, she's an absolute radical. And in my opinion, I think that she has destroyed. You know what? I know that she has destroyed any chance that creepy, sleepy, quid pro Jim Crow, China Joe has had in becoming president.
I 100% agree with that, and I like all the nicknames. They're great.
Absolutely. But, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but a follow-up on that. So in 2016, roughly around 9% or so African-Americans voted for Trump. And with the Kamala Harris pick, we've seen big numbers go up for President Trump. A lot of African-Americans do not like her. So what's your thought on that for him? What do you think his black vote will be in 2020?
That's a really, really good question. But yeah, you're right. Only 9% of black Americans voted for Trump back in 2016, which is definitely the average. I mean, it is the average for black support for Republicans as of more recently. But the good thing is that President Trump's MAGA movement, his Make America Great Again movement, has been waking people up. And that is an absolute fact. It has been waking people up across the entire country of all colors, of all races, of all religions. It is waking Americans up. They're taking the red pill. Now, I don't really know. The only thing is, I don't really know how many people exactly are waking up and have taken the red pill, but I do know from personal experience and from polls, which we don't really trust the polls, but from what I've seen, I honestly believe that the percentage of Black Americans for President Trump could now be anywhere, you know, the support from 20 to 40%. I really do think it has made
40%
jump. Honestly, I honestly believe it went from 9%. I do think at least 20% at least, but it could be up to 40% on.
Wow, okay.
I know that's a lot. I know it's a lot, but I'm looking around the country. Everyone I'm talking to, these people I'm talking to, I've personally talked to many Black Americans and I've been getting the same response. They say they didn't vote for him in 2016. You know, they don't take any of the polls or anything like that. And they, you know, they just weren't a Trump supporter. But today they have taken the red pill and they realize Trump has been good for this country, for them, for their family. You know, they're not just sheep. They're not just going to be a Democrat just because of the color of their skin. They're actually going to vote for Trump proudly in November to keep America great. And they've said that many, many people. But not only that, you look at the polls. And again, the polls aren't always 100% accurate. You look back in 2016, they say Hillary Clinton had a 98% chance of winning. You saw what happened there. Trump won by a landslide electorally. Fantastic. But now you look at the polls today, and again, the polls aren't great, but Marist has Trump at 33% within the Black community. Emerson puts Trump's Black support at 35%. And best of all, my favorite is Rasmussen. Is Rasmussen puts Trump's Black support at 43%.
Wow.
43%. That's a huge
that's
number.
Crazy.
That is a huge, huge number.
I mean, compared to 2016, the Democrats rely on that African-American vote. They wouldn't even have a shot. And
they
I honestly
are.
Think they could, he could get even 15%. That would hammer Joe Biden. It wouldn't even be close. But if these, I mean, if these polls are correct and he's looking at more like 30%, there's no shot for the Democrats this year, and there might not even be a shot in the next couple of elections.
I agree. I agree. You're totally right. The Democrats do rely on the Black vote. They absolutely do. And if they don't have the Black vote, they're not going to win. And with Trump, and like you said, if they take 15%, if Trump can take just 15%, he will absolutely destroy Creepy Joe and Kamala Harris.
For sure, for sure. But the one obstacle is that mail-in voting. And we've seen the media the past couple days, Democrat politicians talk about the idea that President Trump is stealing these mailboxes. He's having them go in and steal it, which is crazy to me. But what do you think about that? I think the idea of mail-in voting, I mean, we know it's got big issues. There's a lot of ballots lost. There's a lot of ballot fraud. They're sending ballots to people who have been dead for the last 10 years. So what do you think? Do you think it will happen? Do you think it'll affect the election? What are your thoughts?
It's definitely going to affect the election to an extent. I think it's going to be a battle that we have to fight here with the voter fraud and mail-in ballots and all of that. The Democrats, they do try to rig the elections. That's not a secret. That's not something that's fake news. That's not fake news.
Yes.
That is a fact. The Democrats
sure.
at least try, but I think they succeed multiple times on multiple occasions in multiple different counties and across the nation. My county, Broward County, is extremely corrupt. In the midterms, it was insane. You look back in the news, you look back in the stories then, it was so horribly corrupt in my county. That's why we can't change it. We can't turn it red because they're so corrupt. They control it. They control it completely with voter fraud. It's horrible. You see these people that have died are voting. People vote twice. People go to different states to vote again. And worst of all, they have so many illegal immigrants in this country. So, so many. Some estimates put them up to 20 million. You know, I've even seen estimates up to 30 million illegal immigrants in this country. That is a lot of people that
yes.
potentially illegally vote in the election. Many, many states allow them to vote. You know, many states allow them to vote with no proper IDs, no face IDs, and they support them. They go out there and they publicly say, we support illegal aliens voting in elections. With that, I think that's going to hurt our camp, that's going to hurt Trump. That's going to hurt Trump a little bit. But I still do strongly believe, even against voter fraud, even against illegals voting, I do think Trump's going to win. Maybe not by a big of a landslide as expected, as I would think would happen. You know, maybe it could be a little bit more of a narrow win, but I do still believe he's going to win, even if it's not as big of a landslide as I want. You know, I want to see the country red. I want to see like a Reagan-style victory. But I don't know if we're going to see that thanks to voter fraud, but I do believe the people want it. Go out on the street. Go out today. Talk to people. People support President Trump.
It's really true. If you just go out there, the average person does, the average hardworking American does support President Trump. And I think you can see that, especially in the Black community right now. And I think that's going to come big for him. My friend Brock Easley, he's a big Trump supporter. And, you know, the Hodge twins, Candace Owens, Terrence Williams, they're all Black conservatives. And they've really done well for themselves off of that. And I think they're just waking people up. And I think because of the voter fraud, the Black vote will come in massive for us in November.
I agree. I think it's very exciting. I'm very, very excited to see what the future holds. I do think it's bright. I do think the future is bright, which is, you know, it's not a lot of people say that. Not a lot of people say that today. They look at the future and they think it's dark and it's really going to be rough. And there's rough times. You know, it's not perfect down here on Earth. It's not going to be perfect ever. But I do think the future is bright. I think the best is yet to come. I think that we are on the horizon here. I think that the future is bright. I strongly believe that. And I can't wait for November. I really can't. It's going to be so, so great. We're going to keep America great.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on. I mean, that's a great way to end. I really appreciate you coming on. Hopefully you can come on again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it having me on. It was a pleasure. I can't wait to come on again soon because it's great to be here for you. And, you know, you're a great guy and it's just awesome. But thank you so much. And for anyone listening, you can find me on any social media, Instagram, Twitter, Parler, YouTube, pretty much any social media at Real Caleb Lawson, CalebLawson on any social media.
That's right. Go find him. All right. Thanks for coming on, Caleb. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to that episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Caleb is an awesome guy with so much knowledge to share. Let me know if you guys want other guests on or if you want him back on sometime. He's a really great guy. Be sure to follow him at Real Caleb Lawson on social media. Message us on Instagram at Mount Westmore to let us know what you think or if you have any guest suggestions. See you guys very soon.